Welcome to episode 125 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. This is one in a series about lucid dreaming and out-of-body experiences. If you wish to hear the other episodes, you can find them by visiting the webpage, thelabwithbrad.com. Do you remember what you dreamt last night? For many adults, the answer is probably no. If you're interested in exploring your own internal world, your dreams, to see what it's like to realize you're dreaming while you're dreaming, to induce a particular kind of dream, or to have some control over what happens while you're still dreaming, it's important to remember your dreams. You could have the most amazing internal experience imaginable, but if you don't remember it, it hardly matters. There's a funny little wall of forgetfulness between your waking self and your dreaming self, and it works in both directions. You can find yourself unable to remember what you dreamt, even if you're aware that you did have a dream and that you were interested in it. Then, while you're dreaming, if you happen to realize you're dreaming and you have a particular experiment in mind, you might not be able to remember what it was. That's happened to me a number of times. I become lucid, aware that I am dreaming, and I know I wanted to try something, but I can't quite remember. This wall of forgetfulness can be overcome with persistence. It often takes about a week. If you're new to this sort of thing, it could take a bit longer, maybe as long as a month. The part of your mind that creates your dreams for you is willing to cooperate. If you start to pay attention to your dreams, if you start to remind yourself that you're interested in them now, you will start to remember more of them. But before that part of your mind can cooperate, it first has to remember that you want to remember. Just like anything else that you're trying to remember while still asleep, it will take a while before the idea gets across that barrier. About a week. Meanwhile, there are a few other things you can do to help yourself remember your dreams. First off, get plenty of sleep. When we are talking about lucid dreaming, we are talking about rapid eye movement style dreams. These are the dreams you wake up from in the morning. Over the course of the night, at first, there is comparatively little REM activity. But as the night continues, more and more of your sleep is in the rapid eye movement state, with that style of dreams. This means that to get enough rapid eye movement style dreaming to remember, it helps to be doing plenty of REM sleep, which, as I said, happens towards the end of a nice, long, good night's sleep. You may want to avoid stimulants just before bed. And many people have a habit of falling asleep by listening to a movie. You probably want to turn that off. Try to avoid having too much light in your room. And it helps to keep the temperature just slightly cool. If you have a nice regular schedule, where you wake up every day at the same time, one thing you can do is set your alarm for about an hour earlier. It's all right to get out of the bed, to do things like brush your teeth, or relieve yourself. But try not to let the worries of the upcoming day crowd your mind. Try not to become too alert. Just relax, and ideally, simply roll back over and drift off back into sleep. You will almost certainly slip directly into REM sleep, and this is when you have the highest probability of remembering your dreams. If you don't manage to fall back asleep, the other thing about this particular time and this particular mental state is that it's very good for creativity and creative problem solving. So if you're not getting any dreams, try daydreaming instead. Go ahead and relax. Think about life, the universe, and everything. You may be surprised the insights you discover. Anything you can do to tell yourself that dreams are important now will help. If you leave little reminders around the house, say post-it notes stuck to the refrigerator or the bulletin board at work, that just say, "Remember." Even if it fails to trigger any memories right then and there, it does remind yourself across that barrier of forgetfulness that dreams are important now. You may also consider keeping a journal of your dreams. The accounts don't have to be too detailed. Simple notes will do. If you're more of a visual person than a linguistic one, you might consider drawing little doodles that come from your dreams. A dream journal is handy, depending upon how much you want to explore your internal states and how long you want to spend doing it. The journal will hold details that will otherwise slip from your mind. Even if you never do any other experiments, attempting to remember more dreams is interesting in and of itself. It is an odd sensation to have some long, intricate memory simply disappear from your head, even when you are paying attention to it. It is an even odder feeling to have such a memory suddenly reappear, complete. If it doesn't work at first, don't give up. Next time, we'll talk about how to realize you are dreaming while you are still dreaming. See you then.